Riffraff by Doc McCumber.
A Jack Vu mystery published by Floating Word Press, LLC.
For Birdie, My Sweet Girl of Paradise. Chapter 1. Lyman crouched low and squinted through the spotting scope. His target vaulted through the Costa Rican rainforest canopy 50 meters ahead, but was losing strength. The forest's chaotic symphony was silenced by a toucan's shrill warning as Lyman lowered his scope and pushed on through the heavy foliage. White bats glared, and fanged spiders scurried in his wake. Massive hanging strangler vines scraped his arms raw. Ducking beneath a low-hanging termite hive, Lyman snagged his large backpack on a barbed machineel limb and stumbled. Cautious of the poisonous thistles, he slowly untangled himself and moved to more solid ground. He stared down at his muddy combat boots. The ground underfoot suddenly felt oddly hollow. He rocked forward, detected a brittle snap. Locking his weight evenly over both feet, he eased down, pulled a K-bar strapped to his ankle, and carefully nosed the razor-sharp point of the blade under the saturated vegetation. Lyman's mind ratcheted back to the invasion of Panama. The memory still haunted him. The jungle surrounding one of Noriega's hideouts had been choked with trip snares and explosives. One wrong step had taken a former soldier's life, and nearly his own. A spooked kinkajou flattened his furry, raccoon-like body behind a rotting log. The blade revealed nothing but a crumbling palm pod. Lyman torqued down his caution and continued on. With his free hand latched onto a fig vine, he muscled his body onto a volcanic rock and maneuvered up a narrow ridge. Up ahead, a whiskered, white-faced capuchin peered out from behind a mahogany trunk, his ancient eyes searching the forest floor. Unseasonably heavy rains and mudslides had washed out much of the area near Manuel Antonio. Even the Ticos, Costa Rican natives, avoided the slippery mangrove swamps until the dry season arrived. It was simply too dangerous to traverse. This suited Lyman fine. He jacked through the sodden wetlands until he reached a clearing. His clothes clung to his body like sap, weighing him down. He shrugged off his backpack, sluiced a handkerchief across his dripping face, and contemplated his next move. He vibed their close proximity. He was sure of it. Tepid water from his canteen recharged his strength. Bracing his shoulder against an ironwood, his scope caught a glimpse of a capuchin chattering in a cluster of mangrove trees just ahead. Not much further now. Move your ass! Officer Maria Sanchez sensed escalating sound waves. She raised her modified AR-15 and peered through the laser scope. No clear sighting yet, but her eyes remained locked and loaded. For the past decade, she'd been a drone for the Policía de Fronteras, the Immigration Bureau of Costa Rica. She'd heard a rumor that the Mule Team, a notorious band of smugglers with ties to the Colombian cartels, had entered the area, scouting new drug routes across the central southern wetlands to transport their product to Panama. Recent political upheaval along the Nicaraguan and Colombian borders had disrupted former routes through Costa Rica. The idyllic beaches and rainforests of Manuel Antonio National Park now attracted tourists and drug runners in equal numbers. Though 35 and a head shorter than most of her male colleagues, Sanchez could handle any man twice her size. Her perfectly tailored tactical uniform and flawless makeup belied her strength, but she was all business. Her father had taught her well. A veteran in the Bureau of Immigration for 19 years, he had been her mentor until a modified hollow point to the back of his head, courtesy of the drug cartel, prematurely terminated his career. His case remained unsolved. After her father's death, she had transferred to the drug task force. In less than a year, she'd gone through two partners. "She burned me out," her colleagues had officially notified her superior officer. But off the record, Psycho Sanchez was a revenge crazy bitch hell-bent on nailing the bastards who killed her father. Nothing was too desperate or dangerous in that pursuit. Despite passing three psychological evaluations with flying colors, no one would work with her, and she liked it that way. Her index finger slid toward the trigger and froze as the target came into focus. Aim, breathe, squeeze. Wait! Who the hell was this Caucasian? Where was the mule team? She ran the man's face through her mental databank of criminals and drew a blank. The cartel could have sent down a new blood from Canada, or perhaps he was American, a lone wolf hatchet man, or a mercenary scouting the coastline for opportunity. Either way, she didn't like it, and neither did her trigger finger. Lyman found his spot. One at a time, he watched a troop of monkeys swing down from the canopy of trees. A total of six. Two males, two females, a newborn clinging to the back of its mother, and his favorite, a mischievous prankster he'd named Riff Raff. Lyman was certain he would be the next alpha male. He'd chosen the name Riff Raff after hearing a park guide use the term in a derogatory manner when speaking about the pesky Capuchins and their ability to steal from humans yet live in the forest. He had said they were inbred and not worthy to be a species. Lyman felt the same way about humans. The leader of the clan, Gringo, the old Capuchin he'd tracked through the forest, hunched regally on the sturdy treetop, scratching his bulbous belly, keeping a close eye on Lyman and the other primates. From inside his backpack, Lyman removed his canteen and several ripened apples. As soon as he placed his canteen on the ground, Riff Raff raced up from behind and grabbed it, lugging it to a nearby stump. He stood bow-legged and proud. Amused, Lyman figured the young Capuchin's interest would wane soon enough, and then he could retrieve his canteen and indulge in a much-needed drink. Lyman understood that this troop of primates did not fear him. They never had. Survivors all. An understanding existed between them. When warm memories festered, he replayed mental loops of this primate family to quiet the echoes. He owed his tenuous sanity to them. Lyman moved to a flat stump across from Riff Raff, munching his apple and watching the nimble monkey twist the canteen this way and that. Riff Raff was unique to his breed. His right eye was brown, his left blue. Lyman had spent several afternoons researching this rare condition, but that wasn't why he was his favorite. He also lacked any protective instinct, racing from one adventure to the next, unaware of his surroundings and the dangers they held. Lyman admired Riff Raff's bravado. Even as he recognized the danger, he felt strangely protective of the fearless youngster. Lyman cut up the remaining apples and tossed pieces along the ground. Riff Raff tossed the canteen aside and snatched a slice. He carried it up a branch and ate it alone, and then hopped down to attempt to steal a second piece from his mother, who didn't appreciate his poor manners, and boxed his ears. Riff Raff squealed and tore off through the woods. Vigilant in the treetops, Gringo suddenly grew agitated at something near the ground over where Riff Raff had stopped. The sun was dropping in the sky as Lyman picked up his canteen and walked over to see what had the alpha male so upset.